This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Hi. Please don't think less of me. We're going to start the Christmas spirit today.
Right now?
That's it's fine. After Thanksgiving.
Well, right? I mean, technically you're okay with that.
Yeah. And I believe it's time to open the audio bottle of eggnog.
I think this is perfectly appropriate.
Tis okay. The season.
Here we go.
Hey, little lady. Come on Santa Claus.
Oh, Jesus.
So what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, Santa. Yeah. Oh. What I really want is a Don and Mike Christmas.
That bitch!
Isn't that right, Dennis?
Oh, dear.
You'll be hearing this at Kmart's, Walmart's.
I'm dreaming of a common life.
Do you hear that sound?
Christmas. Do I?
That's the sound of the Christmas
just
spirit
like
being sucked out of my body.
It's always so good the first time you hear it, because you're going to hear it in so many stores.
It's always a toss-up. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or this one. Oh, man. Light the tree. Light the half-a-tongue tree.
But, Mike, it's written about us.
I'm dreaming of a gun in my quick love.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
Not really.
You know, with every great performer, it's the preparation.
That's right.
In this case, it's H.
Heroin.
Preparation H.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
And they all of the Michmuck get all.
Way to keep it on the meter.
I'm dreaming of a gun in my.
When you're talking about a great artist, it's the breathing, it's rhythm, it's knowing the lyric, it's making the lyric your own.
That's right.
Right on key, right on time.
Both.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
He's not.
Former class clown, the late Dennis Murphy. Welcome. To the holidays.
Accountant. Entrepreneur.
His style is best described as effortless.
Don, you wanted to get the season started, and right now I can tell you, I feel like it's the end of July. Missioners.
Get off.
All you missioners, get off.
He wrote this, didn't he?
I think just the melody.
Strings. 10,000 strings.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
Yeah. With a railroad tie.
The Don and Mike Show.
We were always
Wait, that was a now that was a real artist, and he was already halfway home.
Joined in progress.
Hey, you're screwing with my record.
That's my record, man.
Bought it.
It's my record, man.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
The It did not make him sound very good when you did that.
I was,
you didn't want to do that to him on Monday after the holiday.
I was going for this one.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
I'll take either one.
They're both flattering.
I'll just take this one for myself, and then we'll start.
You stink like my butt.
That was generous of you.
Hi, little brains.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
Yeah. Well, there it is. There's the phone number, everybody. Yeah.
Just listen and don't question why.
Right.
What glorious goo.
Yeah, we like the goo.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
What in the world is wrong with these people?
Good question.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Oh, I can relate to that.
And hi there, Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
Peter North.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
That was funny.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Wayne.
What? Stop that.
Stop that.
It's silly.
Very
silly indeed.
Yeah. Well, what? Have we here?
Well, we got some big ad here.
And now,
Charlie.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, thank you, big ad.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome. All right, welcome.
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 Me, 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 me.
Welcome. Welcome.
Bom 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 bom.
So this is it, what you've been reading about.
That's right. Yes.
Not a Mike show it. How are you anyway? Monday, and the phone number same as it was last week. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's Vern in Wichita.
Hi, Vern.
Hey.
Hey, Vern.
Was that Rob that did the narration for the Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy's? It sounded like him.
Yes.
Like
yes,
him.
Every year.
Yes, it was.
His body was just not going with him.
Actually, you may have seen Rob as one of the festive parades. One of the floats. Rob went actually this year as the Hindenburg.
It was incredible. And how many strings do they have attached to you?
10,000 strings.
10,000 strings, just like on the Dennis album. Wow.
Hello strings. There. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
All hydrogen, too.
Hey, Radio God.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
I don't think I made it, but I just wanted to be the first caller of the week and wish you guys a great week and have a great week on the radio.
Well, where were you when we needed you 30 seconds ago?
I was on hold listening.
So you weren't the first, and now because you weren't the first, that means we're not going to have a great week.
You're our sloppy second.
I feel like I'm letting you guys down. I'm sorry.
You have.
Bye!
We will rise above you, sir.
We will.
We will rise above the ashes.
Because we're used to it.
I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. At least from my perspective, quite unique, coming off the Thanksgiving holiday burn crash.
Yes.
Not the case. Not the case.
Good.
I don't got one thing to tell you. Everything went great. And I'm talking about my kid. I'm talking about the dinner.
Yeah.
I'm talking about family. I'm talking about shopping. I'm talking about movies. I'm talking about everything.
Everything was good.
Four stars.
Wonderful.
Good for you.
Four stars.
I'm glad you needed that. I'm glad you had that.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking A.
Good.
What a great weekend. What a great 4 days it was.
That is fantastic. Good.
Really, there's something to be said for controlling the Thanksgiving environment.
You know what? I can't disagree with that.
Completely.
I think really you do what you have to do under the circumstances, and sometimes you got to take care of number one.
And being as this was a year where the family was all broken up into their own individual groups, I think I finally stumbled onto the formula I've got to be the host in future years for family get-togethers because I've realized now that this year, being out of someone else's control, the family, the way that things are done, if you're the guy controlling the food, controlling the Thanksgiving turkey, controlling the TVs, you set the tone.
That's right.
Oh, awesome. I mean, you could just sit there and do what you want and do it at your own pace. And
I mean,
and everybody gets fed. Everybody gets taken care of. But the fact is, you're the cruise director.
You've learned well.
The dream was realized.
Good.
There were fantastic appetizers up the wazoo for the Packers game.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the actual turkey.
Congratulations again.
Oh, hey, how about those Packers? Kind of what? So then there was beautiful Thanksgiving turkey with all the trimmings during the Dallas game. And then the beautiful pies during the Indianapolis game. And it was just perfect. Everything was based around.
And then to bed. What a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
Jesus Christ.
Good for you.
I had good, solid bowel movements all weekend.
Sure.
So you were in control of your environment all weekend.
And your bowels.
Yes, actually went out and actually pressed flesh with other people. Went to a mall.
What? Incredible.
On a Saturday on the most heavy shopping weekend of the year with all that jive and just had it. Everything worked out.
But you went to the mall because you wanted to.
When you wanted to.
And when you wanted to.
I went to the mall, this will shock you, when she wanted to go to the mall.
Because everything else was going so well.
Because it was copacetic.
Right. No pressure.
I guess that switch was officially flipped, I guess, Saturday at about 5. Because she came in and she said, I've got to go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, no.
Warning, warning.
And she said, I just got to run in for a second.
Nobody does that.
And I said,
isn't that what everybody does, though? Everybody says they're going to do that.
Yeah, just take a minute.
And I said, nah. And then she said, okay, that's all right. She turned. And then I said, you know, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
Why not?
I'll drive you.
5 o'clock, Saturday?
Six.
Not bad, right?
I'll drive you.
PM.
We'll go. We'll find the spot. Mm-hmm. We'll sit we'll sit like lemmings and wait for them to park us and just not let it stress us out.
Exactly. Had it thinned a little bit at 6 o'clock on Saturday?
No.
Or were they still? That's pretty much capacity.
Plenty
full. Roars up till 9 o'clock or so. Yeah.
Plenty full.
It
has to. I'm telling you, it has to do with the perspective. The perspective was, at least for this particular Thanksgiving, and maybe it's because of my circumstances of, you know, the last three Thanksgivings have not been great.
Right.
This was just great all the way around. Love and life. Things are great. So I'm really hoping that you had something to talk about when you were in Las Vegas.
Well, I only have one question to ask you.
Yes.
Where in the name of God do you want me to start?
Oh, good.
No, really nothing bad, but I have to tell you,
good.
There was some not really good things that happened that were that I learned a little bit about it. Unlike you, I perhaps was not always dancing to my own drummer. In fact, maybe I learned, well, yeah, that's what, you know what? It was a weekend of self-education. I learned about myself.
Enlightenment.
I learned what I should do. I learned what I should not do.
Ah.
And I learned what I'm not really capable of doing anymore. As a matter of fact, I wave the white flag. I truly, truly do. Because there's something that I will never do again. Really, I will never, ever do again.
Anal?
Not because it was such a... No, not anal, no. And incidentally, if that had happened... You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Would have been a white flag.
The brown flag.
You know, what happens there stays
maybe a
there.
Red flag.
No, I found out a lot of things about, including a statistic that I know you're going to love. I mean, a hard, fast statistic about my gambling that you're going to really, really enjoy. But, I mean, the only thing I can tell you is that I learned to fly at the correct time. I did it correctly.
Good.
I flew out there Thanksgiving night when there was no one in the airport, and I took the red eye back last night and got in this morning when there was nobody at the airport. And miraculously, thanks to the good people over at Bagel City and their chicken salad sandwich, I am feeling 110% today, which I never dreamed. If you had asked me at 8:30 this morning,
I gotta tell
if I was going to rally for the show, I would have told you were full of it.
Well, you're 13 minutes into it.
You're also right. This could be like 6 o'clock. You could see me like when Buzz starts to do the news. Mm-hmm. If I go face down into my newspaper, you'll know that there's a bit of a problem.
When we got up this morning,
but I did it right though. I did it right. My night was Friday night. It was not Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So really, my Friday night I should say my Saturday morning, my wee hours of Saturday morning. My the rest of my weekend was spent recovering just for this singular moment right now.
Wow. Welcome.
Well, thanks. Thanks for making this moment a priority.
Damn right it's a priority. It is. Well, I got your drift, Mr. Man. I understood what you said. You made another comment like that before we even left for the holiday. It's such a priority to Mike that he's taking the red eye back. And I said, I'll show you, Don Geronimo. Yeah. I'll be ready to play. And I actually slept on an airplane. You know how easy is that for me?
Wow.
How many bottles did that take?
None.
Really?
None.
The
liquor last touched my lips probably in the wee hours of Saturday morning.
Wowsy woozy.
Oh.
There was no drinking all Saturday evening. There was no drinking all day Sunday.
Not even for the plane ride?
No. Wow. No. Wow. And I even took my little happy pills in my pocket but didn't use them.
You've come a long
way. You're a grown up boy.
But no, but I believe me, I had me a Friday night.
I could say the same to you that I
could. I had me a Thursday night and a Friday night.
Say about my son.
Sorry, a Wednesday night and a Friday night.
You know, sorry, Mike, I don't mean to jump in here, mm-hmm. but I'd already passed it off. It's just. I've done a lot of complaining over the years about Bart and his hours and his nocturnal way of living.
Right. Trust me, I've got nocturnal hours.
The upside down thing. I don't know when this happened. Exactly. This has been a slow progress when he's turned the corner, but...
He's doing better?
Well, I mean, I was looking at the calendar, and I figured, well, he's going to be 23 next March.
Right.
It's about friggin' time.
That he has sort of normal hours?
Yes, normal hours, cleans up after himself.
Tell him not to go to Las Vegas. Would you like to know the time that I retired, Eastern time, on Saturday morning?
Sure, boy.
And all, you know, look, I know you have to go, but you know what? Even Las Vegas time,
sure.
it was close to a record for me.
Sure, boy, what time?
If you're counting Eastern time,
yeah.
Carl and I turned in at 9 a.m. 9 a.m.
That's when you know the night is over.
Getting up at 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's a hell of an all-nighter.
Yeah.
Wow.
So technically it was 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas time.
Yeah, but it's 9 a.m.
Even the buddy that I was with out there,
body
that
clock, you know,
when I told him that, they had turned in earlier, and when they heard that we went back to the casino and continued to gamble, mm-hmm. that's when I got the kind of the high five. So that really set the tone for there really was no more.
Yeah,
festivity for me for the rest of the weekend.
So things were so pleasant for me that, you know, even yesterday, the normal hassle of getting him out of the house and getting him back to college, not the hassle. Did everything himself, appears to be a grown-up. Now, here is where you came into our conversations
mm-hmm.
twice over the weekend.
Okay, all positive, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yes.
The first was yesterday as Bart was getting his stuff ready to go back to college
mm-hmm.
for the... what we hope is the final go-round,
mm-hmm.
He said, I got a long drive ahead of me. I said, well, you're hitting the road earlier than you normally do. And, you know, think about Uncle Mike. At midnight tonight,
mm-hmm.
Uncle Mike's going to be getting on an airplane.
Right.
And, you know, he said, oh, okay, good. And he drove off. Now, this morning, let's fast forward this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, 6:30, rub my eyes, kiss my girlfriend. And really the first thing I said is, oh, God. Do you think Mike's off the airplane yet?
I was thinking about you because I was actually processing the time that you get up, and we're about an hour out. I guess 45 minutes out. It's before 6 o'clock. It's like 5:45 mm-hmm. Eastern time, and I'm thinking about you. I said, this is when your peepers are just starting to, you know, to open up. But I slept on a plane, which I've never done before. It's just they you know what? I'm going to give a plug for no reason whatsoever to JetBlue, who gives you this tiny little plastic pack. Mm-hmm. It's like they call it a sleepy mm-hmm. pack, and they give you that face patch, you know, that covers your eyes.
Right.
But here's the simple, cheap thing they gave you that worked for me.
What's that?
Earplugs.
Yep.
Never used them before on an airplane.
Great.
I swear to God, earplugs. I put those earplugs in where I couldn't hear like all the, you know, little sounds of the people hacking and all that. And as soon as I put those earplugs in, I was gone.
Lights out.
I was out. And,
well, trust me, I am rooting for you because I want us to have a good show today.
Right.
But I would say a normal man, not a man of your Herculean appetites
yes.
and love for life, a normal man would not be here today. I am looking at...
You're kidding me.
I'm looking at a man. No, I'm looking... No,
a normal man.
You're not a normal man.
Right.
I said a normal man.
I had my Herculean appetites. They were just... They were front-loaded to the weekend in Las Vegas.
Forget about,
thank God for that.
Forget about what you drank, what you ate, who you killed out there.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is you were on an airplane.
You know who I killed? I killed the casino, baby. Hey. No, I didn't.
You were on an airplane at midnight.
11:30.
Close enough.
11:35.
Close enough. Last night.
Wheels up. 11:40.
Flew all night.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
Do you think I did? See, you're painting this picture that I did this because it was just like I wanted to maximize my time. If I could have left at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, I would have.
Sure.
I wanted to leave early. That was the only flight I could get out. Trip was a last-minute trip. This was the only, and we had the, Carl and I had the pleasure of both sitting across from each other in the aisle. That's how tight the flight was coming back. But there was a nice guy that switched with us also. But no, I wanted to go. If you'd ask Carla, I probably said, probably right before dinner on Saturday night, I said, gee, I wish we could leave now.
Yeah,
because I'd had so much Friday night.
Right.
Because I'd done so much on Friday night. Balls to the wall. Going all the way. Doing something that I'm never going to do. Going to, you know, that Paris Hilton nightclub, that Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears nightclub, which really, okay. At certain points in one's life, you say, things have passed you by. Mm-hmm. I'm not averse to the late night. You know I'm not averse to having a good time with lots of cocktails with my friends. But as far as the thump, 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 walk into the nightclub, you know, here's your special table. If you buy two bottles for you and your friends, you can sit at the A table. I swear to God, you can have that. And this was supposed to be one of the, you know, the best ones in Las Vegas. And it's lost on me. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it when I was 25. I didn't like it when I was 35, and I don't like it now. It just didn't do it for me. But it did certainly contribute to the feeling I had at approximately, well, if you're counting Eastern time, 3:30 Eastern time, when my eyes opened up on Saturday.
Okay.
And because of the combination of factors, the condition that I was in was just horrible. And it was more lack of sleep than anything else.
Here's where I just have to keep this in mind, because it wasn't a weekend we're just coming off of. It was 4 days.
Right.
So you left for Las Vegas.
Left at 4:30 Thursday night, Thanksgiving night.
On Thursday, okay.
Right.
So you arrive in Vegas on Thursday evening.
No, we didn't leave at 4:30. We left Thanksgiving at 4:30. We left Carla's mom's house at 4:30. Mm-hmm. We had a 7:55 flight.
Okay.
That may have been the first sign right there. Maybe I'm not as good as I think I am. Maybe I'm not as well as I think I am. I should have had that number right here. I should have known that. That was a slip. Keep track of those. We left at 8 o'clock, got into Las Vegas at 10:30. Las Vegas time.
Okay, so what's
didn't have much of a night Thursday night.
Right.
We really kind of, I think we maybe gambled for about an hour and went to bed.
Okay.
As soon as we got there, so there wasn't.
How was your Wednesday night, though?
The Wednesday night was, Wednesday night at my joint was intense.
Let's not forget that we had Homovember here on the show.
Yeah, my Wednesday night was all the way on Wednesday night.
Last Wednesday on the show, we had, you know, all of the homos upstairs, and there was absinthe, and there was wine, and there was beer that was being had by everybody.
Yeah, Wednesday was all night.
And then there was something going on at your restaurant.
Yeah, I was there till closing time. I was there all night long. At 9:30.
What time?
6 o'clock. As soon as the last hot dog's eaten.
What time is closing?
1:30.
And you got 1:30. You went straight home from there into bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No late night. But I mean, I got home late because I was up on the computer and stuff like that. Right. So
blogging.
I was blogging, writing my blog. I was very no. It was late. It was late enough to be
friends of Bill.com
to affect me the next day. So that was it. But then all I had to do was just chill out because I didn't have my kids.
Right.
So all I had to do was rally and go to Carla's mom's house. And so there was really not much to do.
What time did you have to get to her mom's house?
I got there at 2 o'clock.
Piece of cake, then.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
A little cloudy of head when you woke up in the morning?
Yes.
Or were you okay? But you were able to get through.
It was fine. It was fine. No,
fine.
I mean, but more than normal for me. It was enough. It was a late enough night, and, you know, it was Wednesday night. We'd had a good time here.
Sure.
And I was in a good mood, and it was the start of the 4-day weekend. But that worked out because it actually mellowed me out for not getting out to Las Vegas and going crazy when I got out there.
So Wednesday night you got crazy.
Wednesday night I got a little crazy, then Thursday night. Mellow, got out there, went to bed, And then I was up. See, this is where I was up at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. I was up 8 o'clock Las Vegas time, started my day at 8 o'clock in the morning. And this is the stat that you're going to enjoy about my I talked to my casino person that helps me out there with room accommodations and stuff. And because I'm a degenerate, it's not Jackie Vargas anymore. It's a new person.
But because you are a degenerate gambler.
Because I am a degenerate gambler. And I never knew this. I knew that they rate you based on what you play and how much you play it. But I didn't know that they literally do add up the hours that you gamble. And I called last night because I had a little something on my bill that I wanted removed because it was like some room service charges. And you call them. This is the way it works with a casino host. You say, hey, listen, can you take care of that for me? And it's when you're checking out you say that. And I hear her on the computer, and she's going, click, 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 click. Click, click. I said, oh, what? Yeah, Mr. O'Meara, we absolutely no problem at all taking that off of your bill. And would you like a ride to the airport?
So what she says.
And I said, well, you know, I guess you've got everything in front of that computer. She said, yes, you are a good player. And I said, well, can you tell me how much did I play? And I was hoping to get like a dollar amount,
right.
And they didn't give me that. No.
No.
She informed me how many hours in the, let me see, I got in Thursday night, so it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in the 3 days. That I had almost three days that I had been in Las Vegas. Would you like to guess the hours of gambling that I did?
In 3 days.
3 days.
I'm going to say 18 hours because that's a solid 6 hours a day at the tables and at your pull the yank on the Wheel of Fortune. I'll say 18. Buzz.
Right. I'm going to say 36.
Mm-hmm.
I will say in between. 36, 24.
Buzz, God, give me a break, 36?
You were there 3 days.
All right. What, Rob?
I'll say 20.
20? 36, Buzz Burbank. It was 44.
What?
44.
Incredible.
44 hours.
Had to do the math on that.
I've already done
44 hours.
24 times.
Out of 72 hours.
All right, 8 o'clock in the morning.
44 minus 72, 54. 64.
He was there for 72 hours, so 4470 seconds. Or
got there Friday night at 10:30.
11 hours a day.
Left at
11:18.
Left at 8:30 on Sunday.
You spent 11/18 of your time gambling.
Right.
Gambling.
The bulk of that was Saturday, which began at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have dinner, you take little breaks here, but I mean really little breaks.
More than 60%
then a night out,
of your
and
time.
Then back to the tables.
I didn't even know they had gambling out there.
That's the
so of the 70- 40
I am I that's an amazing statistic.
It is. It's way more than half. It's
I
like
am officially
63%.
A degenerate gambler.
I think so.
It's official.
All right, so
that's how much I enjoyed it.
72 hours in Vegas, 44 hours spent gambling. That leaves 28 hours. For three days.
And you know what? And the other things I did, I didn't have any fun doing.
Well,
I mean, I had a nice dinner with a friend of mine out there, but it was the whole nightclub thing was just not my cup of tea. I didn't like it. I wanted to get back to gambling.
Give me an estimate on the 3 days. How many hours did you sleep?
Boy. All right. 6 a.m. till 12:30. On Saturday morning.
6.5.
I need a final total number. Mm-hmm.
6.5 hours.
I'm going to say we went to bed at midnight on Thanksgiving night.
Okay.
And I got up at about 7:45. So that was almost a normal.
We'll call that 8 hours.
That was almost 14, a normal night.
14,
then
and a half.
The big day is Saturday. Wake up at, I went to bed at 6 a.m. Las Vegas time on Sunday morning. And got up at 12:30.
It's another six.
No, I'm sorry. Went to bed. I see. I keep getting Friday and Saturday confused. I went
Why
to
is
bed.
That?
I went to bed at 6 o'clock on Saturday, and got up at 6 a.m. Saturday. Got up at 12:30 on Saturday.
Another six and a half. Mm-hmm. So that's 21 hours of sleep.
Right.
And no more than that. You spent
then midnight on Saturday night. Went to sleep which was early. We had a late dinner reservation. And then got up at, God, I think like 11 o'clock or something. I mean, I got up very late.
How many hours is that, Robbie?
That was another seven, did you say? What was the
I went to bed about midnight, got up at about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Seven. Oh, that's 11 hours.
Yeah, that's wow. That was the bulk of the sleep.
Hold on.
got caught up there.
32. 40.
That math isn't working, though, because I did go to dinner.
And you were there longer than
did
7.
Did you eat at the tables?
I have you sleeping for 24 and a half hours out of the 28 hours that you weren't gambling.
So that tells me that I was there for technically more than
72.
A little more than 72. Yeah. It's 4 days, really. Term.
But you did spend more than half of your time at the table.
Yes.
Over 60%.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got it at 61%.
Do I just, huh? Can I get a little love for that? Please? Huh?
Not as much as you're getting from the casino. I'm not about to give you a ride to the airport.
Yeah, no wonder. No wonder. Of course. Yes, we'll pay for the extra shrimp cocktail on your room once they see you're an official degenerate gambler.
I am a degenerate gambler.
They probably thought you
were
a team.
And damn proud of it, too.
They probably thought you were a team. No.
And incidentally, I've always got that hotline handy. The hotline that they put on the slot machines, you know, the hotline that they put on the matches.
Gambling. Oh, the one that's right by the money machine.
If you think you have a problem,
GA,
you know, if you think that you have a problem, call right now. Hey, but it's an exciting place. It was at Caesars.
Hello.
You know, they have the Pussycat Dolls run through the casino every on the hour, and they're dealers.
And you got to see them a lot if they did it once an hour.
Hello, Donna Maitre. He's over 44 times.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hola, muchachos.
Hey, what's happening?
Yes, Manny.
Manny,
oh,
Manny, what's happening?
See?
How are you?
Eh, pretty good. Everybody have a good turkey?
Yes, we did.
Yes,
how about
delicious.
You, Manny?
So where I need to send a check so you don't get your leg broke?
Manny, we can discuss that off the air, but good luck with the off-season conditioning and go Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm going back to Dominican for a little bit.
Enjoy.
Have fun in the Dominican Republic, Manny.
Go back for the New Year.
Yeah, have a happy New Year down there.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you guys, have a good Thanksgiving. Well, you had a good Thanksgiving.
We did.
Have good
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, you might want to say.
Talk to you in April.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Manny Ramirez.
That's Manny.
Didn't mean to be abrupt with him. I love
Hey, you know what? Right towards the end there, it was a little Manny being Manny.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Time to take some calls.
We have a new tape.
Oh, yeah. Time to take calls.
Time to take some calls.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate Mike on his 44 hours. That's about average. I'm a dealer out here, and we've got a guy that plays craps for about 12 hours a day when he comes out here for three.
What do you mean average? I thought I was like
above average, Mike.
Oh, yeah, he's out here for 72, so that's 36 hours. But well, we also give him a chair, though. So, I mean, what do you do, mostly slots?
No, the real record that I did was at the table game called Texas Hold'em Poker, which is not like playing. It's not like playing like the World Series of Poker, but it's actually sitting at a table and playing. Yeah, you play against the dealer, but I was there, seriously, I was there all day on Saturday.
Boy, am I glad I didn't give you that money to bet on the Patriots as well.
Time for sports.
I thought of that last night. I was walking, and you've got the sports book out there where you have the giant, incredible three-story television sets that they have in that sports betting parlor, and you wanted to hear people going out of their minds over one game, the Philadelphia game, and then it got real quiet because there were some people apparently that were laying down some money on that game.
You'd be the big fat winner.
Yeah.
If you took the Eagles in that thing.
The Eagles, isn't that the first time this year that anybody's covered the spread?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
almost
why they
flat out beat their ass.
That's why they was screaming.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I'm a foreman out in Las Vegas at one of those major strip casino things. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You are a degenerate gambler.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
For those RF&B customers, as we like to call it, they expect 4 hours of play a day.
Really? What's RF&B?
Room, food, and beverage.
Okay.
So that means they're comping everything.
Right. 4 hours a day?
4 hours a day is what they expect from you.
That's okay. All. Amateurs. That's all.
That's a slow. That's me going to museums. Good. Good.
Well, thanks for contributing to the economy of Las Vegas. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
You know, even doing it conservatively. I'm
glad to be of service.
If we rack it up over 4 days.
Rack them.
The 44 hours, that means you still averaged over 4 days, 11 hours a day of gambling.
Yeah. Didn't do anything else. I didn't go to a show. I ate dinner twice.
Of course.
But didn't go.
Always time for that.
But you see, Celine Dion was not in town.
That changed everything.
So that changed the whole dynamic as far as entertainment. And Elton John's Red Piano doesn't start, and Bette Midler's not there. So that was it, and I couldn't see AJ. And I couldn't see T.A.J. I wanted to see T.A.J.
Oh, the amazing Jonathan.
The amazing Jonathan. But no, it's just really gambling is what drove my trip. They do love gambling. Me out there.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. This is Mike's money call from Las Vegas.
Yeah, how you doing? Hope you enjoy it out there. I guess that's where you're going to stay.
They just pulled me out of the machine. All of our $100 bills are here right now. So
okay.
Now that's the CEO of...
I like Mike's liver better than Mike's money.
I like Mike's money. Hi, we're being put in a metal box right now.
We're being put in a vault onto an armored car.
We're being counted right now. Hi, now some guy is shoving us down a slot and taking... Hey, Mike, what do you call that glass thing that at the tables... They used to push money.
I don't know the name for it, but I know what you're talking about. There's a little slot there, and they, you know, if you like come into a table and you put down $200, you want to gamble.
Right.
They put the $200 down into the. That's where the money goes, and there's a little box where the armed guards get. And that's also when they get their chips dropped off. They sign a little receipt thing, and they put that down there too.
Right. I always thought, and I knew this wasn't the case. I always thought it was something like the old time when you would go to the bank with the suction with the. You know, like when we used to play Tube the Teller.
Well, I thought of Rob Spiewak when I was out there because I mentioned the Caesar's Palace has the Pussycat Dolls Lounge, which is connected to this nightclub. I didn't see where the Pussycat Dolls Lounge was because it was kind of part of this other place that we were there late night. But outside of the nightclub, they have the Pussycat Doll girls that are dealing blackjack. And they're all hot women, and they're all dressed up in the in that Carmen Electra kind of Pussycat Dolls thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm way over on the other side of the casino, and all of a sudden you hear this, and they come through, and they're marching in order with one girl holding up a boom. You know, this is so Las Vegas. One girl holding up a boom box, and the other girls in two-by-two order, like 50 of them, all walking through the casino.
Hey, Mago, God. Who opened a tube of Vagisil?
No. Do you know what it was like? Because they were wearing military-style hats.
Ah.
And they were marching. And even as these were hot women, I thought it was very Reich-like.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought of Robbie at that particular
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
It was very militaristic, which amazed me that I could actually look at these women and think in those terms. It was, they were marching. They were really marching like a drill team, and not like an American drill team. It's like a Nazi drill team. And and I said it to a guy that was at the table with me, and, you know.
That didn't go over too good, huh?
Totally lost.
Never
totally
did.
Lost. That was the day that I, I had my long day.
That's one of those N-words you don't want to drop.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I didn't say Nazi. I said Third Reich.
Well,
I said Third Reich
still,
didn't go over very well at all.
No.
That's like saying colored.
Yeah, it didn't work very well at all. It didn't work at all.
Hey, where's that colored boy?
It was very, very, yes, that would get you thrown out.
That doesn't work out good.
Nazi, no good, Third Reich. Try next time. Try the homeland. It reminds me of the homeland.
I have many more questions about your trip, my friend.
Yeah, I'm doing fine, though. I feel really, really good.
Good.
Well, it's time for a break.
Why not? I do. I really, really do. And JetBlue. Kudos to JetBlue. Mm-hmm. If you're ever going to fly... Flying them. They got little TVs.
Time for weather.
But it did not prevent the heaviest travel weekend of the year, and anytime you're in any aircraft, it's that tape you play.
Time for news.
It's the tape you play with the farts got into a fight.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That was everywhere.
Did anyone at JetBlue help you with your carry-on, which was that huge bag of money?
I actually had it in a bag with the dollar
with
sign
the dollar
on the
sign on it, yeah. Canvas
like,
bag.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
Just carrying it over my shoulder. Help me with this, won't you please, darling?
Time to take some calls.
I did really well this weekend. This is my bag of money.
We'll take calls. We'll continue. We'll come right back. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.